This is Steve Coleman with your daily inspiration. Once again, I want to look at the book of Isaiah for some pictures of salvation. And what a blessing we have in Isaiah chapter 51. Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord. Look unto the rock whence ye are hewn, and to the hole of the pit where ye are digged. You know, there is a blessing, beloved, when we seek righteousness. And somehow I think we get very content with the things of this world. We get very content with seeking after success, maybe. And maybe we even gauge our net worth or our self-worth by our net worth. But here, this is a call to listen to the Lord, those that follow after righteousness. And look unto Abraham your father, it says, and unto Sarah that bare you. For I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. Christ is the seed of Abraham. For the Lord shall comfort Zion, and he will comfort all her waste places, and he will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. So, the coming of Christ provides comfort, relief from sin. It's a return to Eden, and there is a natural joy and gladness that springs up, the voice of melody. Hearken unto me, O my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation. For a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people. What a blessing. The new law comes from Christ. It's Christ in us, the hope of glory. He says, the law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people. And isn't that a true true condition that happens as the law comes forth out of us, that we are a light to the people? My righteousness is near, my salvation is gone forth. Mine arm shall judge the people. The isles shall wait upon me, and on mine arm shall they trust. On the arm of God, on Jesus Christ, shall we trust. Now look at this. Lift up your eyes to the heavens, and look upon the earth beneath. For the heavens shall vanish away like smoke, the earth shall wax old like a garment, and they that dwell therein shall die in like manner. But my salvation shall be forever, and my righteousness shall not be abolished. So, beloved, I think too often we look around at the things around us. We look at the physical things, the houses we dwell in, the vehicles we drive, the bank accounts we possess, the things that we have, and we think, you know, soul, take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry, and rest, because we've got all that we need. And it's a worldly attitude. Look at what happens as people in my age group, and we get older, and you know, the people want to have everything just perfect and just right around them and surround themselves with the good things of this life. But here it is. My salvation shall be forever. My righteousness shall not be abolished. So we have a much more glorious possession, beloved, than anything that we could see around here. We could look at the heaven, we could look at the earth, but the heavens are going to pass away and the earth is going to melt away. And so why would we just seek after those things? But let us seek after the salvation that shall be forever. Hearken unto me, ye that know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my law. Fear ye not the reproach of men, neither be ye afraid of their revilings. So, beloved, as we become a people that are filled with the Spirit, as we become a people that the heart of God is our law, that it's His law is written in our hearts, so His heart is our heart, then here it says, don't be afraid of the reproach of men, or be afraid of their revilings. For the moth shall eat them up like a garment, the worm shall eat them like wool, but my righteousness shall be forever, my salvation from generation to generation. Well, I'm comforted by that thought. I'm comforted by the fact that the salvation that God gives us. Now, here we have it in Isaiah. In the prophet Isaiah, What did he even know of New Testament salvation? But what he knew of was New Testament relationship. And that's why we find occasionally, we find bursts of New Testament insight among some of the characters in the Old Testament, because what they had was what God desired, that return to Eden, that relationship, that love obedience that I was talking about the other day, that absolute desire, the first thing in their heart and mind is Jesus Christ, is the Lord. And then out of that comes a relationship, and then it says, my righteousness shall be forever, my salvation from generation to generation. Beloved, there's a promise there. There's something we can grasp hold of that is so much higher than what we can get in this world. And I am so grieved by what we settle for. And I'm so convicted by what I'm surrounded by carnality, and I don't want to be affected by it. I want to seek after and search after and grasp hold of this blessed promise that Isaiah had back in his day, and he knew the salvation of the Lord. So the question is, do we know that salvation of the Lord today? Or do we have one foot in the world and one foot in the kingdom? Or do we have both feet in the world? Beloved, he says he would that we were cold or hot, not lukewarm. He wants us to be hot for him. And so that's my encouragement here today. Be hot for God. The mailbox number 99, you can leave a message for the Fountain of Life, and we do want to hear from you. We do encourage you to spread the word, and that we could be an encouragement. We could try to edify and build one another up. And so, thank you.